Okay, one of the questions we have here is, does bleeding whilst brushing your teeth or seeing blood when blowing your nose invalidate your wudu? There's a bit of detail in this. What breaks the wudu, as a general rule to understand this, is any flowing blood that flows away from its space, away from its place of exit. So now if you have blood maybe just sitting, a very small minute amount in the gum, and you brush your teeth and that kind of disperses some of the blood here and there, but it doesn't make it flow. It's just generally, it's not flowing blood, it's just a very minute amount, and you see traces of that in your saliva, and you're 100% sure that nothing flowed as such, it just moved from its place here, right? There was no flowing power in the blood, there's no flowing in its own right. Then in that case, your wudu is not broken. However, my understanding of the teeth, very difficult from the nose, is that when you do brush, it actually, one of the reasons why you bleed is because it's some kind of either gum disease or some kind of plaque buildup or something. And because of that, when you actually start brushing, it does disturb some of the blood vessels there, and it does flow. My assumption is that, but if you're 100% sure that it hasn't flown and it's just literally moved from its place to another place by the force of the brush, then in that case it won't break. But my assumption is generally with the mouth, it does break, unless it's a very minute amount and it doesn't. They generally say that if you spit and in the saliva it's dominantly clear and just traces of pink, then that means that there's not much blood there at all that has come out. So in that case you can ignore that. But if it's shows a healthy color of red with the blood, then in that case it will break. When it comes to the nose, when you blow your nose, sometimes if you've had some crusted dried blood and it's just come out of its place and it's just moved, then that doesn't break the wudu. However, if you disturb another blood vessel or something and it actually starts flowing and then it comes out, then that would break it. So if it's just traces that don't, for example, if a person was using a toothpick or one of those, a floss or something, and then they put it between their teeth and it disturbed, it just took some of the blood that was there and nothing flowed, because when you start spitting and nothing came out in your saliva, then your wudu would not be broken. But if it did come out on your toothpick and then after that when you started spitting, it was in the blood as well, then that it was in your saliva as well, in that case the wudu would generally be broken, because it means that the blood did flow inside your mouth.